This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. Hope everybody had a beautiful Yom Tov. And we're going to learn now Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, where we're discussing Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is of the opinion Miyun is only for the husband. Miyun is a process where a woman who was married when she was a ketana, she annuls the marriage through a process called Miyun. And Beis Shammai is of the opinion that a woman could only do Miyun against the Baal. And Beis Hillel says, Bebaal uvi Yavam. You could do Miyun against the husband and against the Yavam. Amar Rabbi Yishia says, Mima'enes lema'amaroi ve'in ma'amenes l'zikasei. You could do Miyun for Maimar, and you can't do Miyun for the Zika. According to Beis Hillel, who says you could do Miyun against a Yavam, you could refuse a Yavam. You could only refuse the Yavam if the Yavam gives you Kedushin Kesef Midrabanan. So that Kedushin Midrabanan could be annulled through Maimar. However, the Maimar does not remove the Zika. So Amar Rabbi Yishia, Mima Enes L'Ma'amarev, Mima Enes L'Zikasei. Amar Rav Chisda, my time with Rabbi Yishia. Rav Chisda says, what's the reason for Rabbi Yishia? What's the logic of Rabbi Yishia? The answer is, Maimar D'Midaita Masi Akra. Maimar, which is only with her consent, so she has a certain degree of control over it. It has to be with her consent, therefore she can annul it. Zika D'Bal Karcha, but Zika, which is against her will, it happens even against her will, Loi Matzia Akra, she cannot uproot. So Gemara challenges that. Really? Something that's against her will, she can't uproot? But if Beis Hillel says you could do Maimer to a Yavam, Vahare Bia Debal Karcha, Bia is against her will, Umatzia Akra. And she's able to be Oikarit. So clearly, something that's against her will, she could be oikar, so then why can't she be oikar Zika? Says Gemara, Zika derachmana rama ala, Zika that the Torah places on her, loimatsi akra, she cannot uproot. Something that either he does, for example, Maimar, or Bia, she cannot uproot. But she is able to uproot. Man-made inventions, she could uproot. Something that is through the act of man, she could uproot. Something that the Torah places on her, she cannot uproot. Okay. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi Yishia is of the opinion, you cannot be oiker the Zika, and you could only be oiker the Maimar. You cannot do Miyun to the Zika. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yishia. So Chalitza would still be required because the Miyun does not uproot the Zika. Ula Amar, Ula says, Mema'enes afla zikasai. You could do Miyun even for the Zika. My Taima, what's the reason you could do Miyun for the Zika? Nesue kamoi ka'akra. You're uprooting the first marriage. So if you're uprooting the first marriage, you're sort of uprooting it from its very origin, so you could get to the Zika because you're uprooting, you're nipping it in the bud, you're getting it from the very beginning. Eisvei Rava Lula, Rava asked Ula, Kol Sheichoyla Lama'ein V'loi Miyana, Tzarasa Choyla Tzes V'loi Misya Bemes. The Mishnah on Daf Beis said that we know that if an Erva falls with another woman to Yibum, the Erva paters the Tzara. However, if the Erva is only married midrabanan, namely, she's a ketana, so, and therefore she's able to do miyun, she could uproot it. So, kol sheyicholo lamoin, anytime the Erva could do miyun, and she doesn't do miyun, the tzara, you could do chalitza and not yibam. So the Gemara asks, v'amai? Why would you do chalitza and not yibam to the tzara? Timoin hashta, let the erva do miyun now. V'takwinu l'nesui kamay and uproot the original marriage. V'tisyabim tzarasa and do yibam to the tzara. If, in fact, you could do miyun to the baal, and you could even uproot the Zika, and you could uproot the marriage from the very origin. So then why is halacha kol sheyichol lamoin v'lo yimiyana? Tzarasa chaletzas lo yimisya bemes. Why don't you do yibum? Says the Gemara, tzaras erva shani. The tzar of an erva is different. Why? Even though technically you should be able to do mion and uproot the what we call nesuei kamai, nevertheless, nevertheless, it still looks like she fell, and we're going to aser the tzara. Tzaras erva shani, the tani Rami bar Yecheskel taught miana bebal muteres la'aviv. If you do mion to the husband, she is mutter to the father. The halacha is that if you do mion to a husband, you're allowed to marry the person's father because you were never married to the son. But if you do a mion, you refuse the yavam, asura la'aviv. You're asur to the father. Why? Why if you do mion to a man are you asur, are you permitted to the father, but if you do mion to a yavam, you're prohibited to the father? The answer is Alma, from here we see, b'shas nefila niras kakalase. At the time that she fell, she looks like his daughter-in-law. Hachanami here too, b'shas nefila, at the time that she falls, niras katsaras bitoy, she looks like tsaras bitoy. So the reason why, even though maybe Ula is correct, and you could do mion even to Zika, so then why kol sheichol lamoin v'loy miyana tsarasa chaletzes loy mesiyah bemes, just do mion? The answer is it's maris ha'ayin. Now, in the shita of Ula, that you're able to do mion to the Zika. The question now is, if you do mion to one, is it like giving him a get and your usher to the other one? Amar Rav, miyana bezeh, if you do mion to one, asura lezeh, your usher to the other. Midi dahava abalas haget. Since it's like giving one of the brothers a get. Balas haget, if she gives a get, if she gets a get from one of the Yevamin, lav, don't we say, kima de itzra la lechad, she's usher to this Yavam, because it's like she got chalitza, itzra lekula, she's usher to all the brothers. Hachanami loishna, here too, if she does mion to one, she would be usher to all the brothers. That's the opinion of Rav. Rav considers mion like chalitza. The same way if you do chalitza to one Yavam, you're usher to all the Yavamin. If you do mion to one, you're usher to all of them. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Miyana bezeh muteres lezeh. If you do mion to one, you're permitted to the other one. V'loy dami lebalasaget. It's not similar to a balasaget. Balasaget, hu deka avid ba. By balasaget, he's the one doing it. He's doing it, so it looks like chalitza, and therefore they're all aser. Hacha hi ka avda bay. Here she's doing it, and she's doing it in a very targeted way. The Amra, she says, Loi ro'ina bach, I don't like you. V'loi tzabina bach, I don't desire you. Bachu d'loi ro'ina, you I don't like. Habachavach ro'ina, I'm okay with the other guy. So within the Shita of Ula, that you could do mion to the Zika, there's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Miyana bezeh asura lezeh, and Shmuel says, Miyana bezeh mutaras lezeh. Ravasi Amar, Ravasi says, Miyana bezeh muteres afilu loy. Ravasi says, more than Shmuel, not only if you do mion to one are you mutter to the other, you're even mutter to that one. Now why would that be? Why would you be mutter to that one? It must be, because he holds like Rabbi Oishia, that mion is completely ineffective to the Zika, it has no effect on the Zika at all. Lema k'Rabbi Oishia svirale. Maybe Ravasi, who says miyana bezeh muteres afilu loy, doesn't he hold like Rabbi Oishia? The Amaru says eina mima'enas zikasai, you can't do mion to the Zika. So Gemara says no. Bechad yavam, Ravasi would argue on Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi Oishia would say it can't do anything to the Zika, even if it's one yavam. Ravasi would say if it's one yavam, you're usher to him, because you have Zika to this person, and the mion is effective on the Zika. Bechad yavam hachanami dematzi akra. Ravasi would say, if there's one yavam, you could be oikaret. Hacha over here, b'shnei yavam and askim, we're talking about where there are two yavamin. De'ein mion lechatzi Zika. You can't do mion for half a zika. So since they're two yavamin, and you're only taking off part of the zika to this yavam that you're doing mion to, and you can't take off half a zika, therefore it's completely ineffective. Okay? So now, in the world, we have the shita of Rabbi Ishia, that it's ineffective to zika. In Ula, that it does work on the zika, we have Rav Shita, Miyana Lazeh, Asura Lazeh. You have Shmuel Shita, Miyana Bezeh, Mutaras Lazeh. And Ravasi Shita is that when they're two Yevamin, Miyana Lazeh, Mutaras Afloi. Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he sent the name Rabbi Yochanan, Miyana Bezeh, if you do Miyan to this one, Mutaras La'achin, you're mutter to the brothers. That means you're mutter seemingly to all the brothers. V'loi hoiduloi, but they did not agree that you're mutter to all the brothers. Who would not agree that you're mutter to all the brothers? In other words, miyana v'zeh mutar sa'achin seems like you're mutter to everyone. Seems like, for sure, Rabbi Ishia, perhaps even Rabasi, when there's more than one yavam. But who is not l'hoidulai? Man l'hoidulai? Because Rav would say, you're usher to the brothers. So I'm Rabbi Rav. Rav, it's not like Rav, because Rav would say, Miyana baza asur laza. Rava amar, Rabbi Ishia. Rava would say, Rabbi Ishia is the one who is not moida. Rabbi Ishia, how's that? Because the implication is, the reason why Miyana Bezeh Mutaras La'achin is because, you know why Mutaras La'achin? Which implies that you're mutter even to him, because if there are other brothers, yes, you're going to be mutter. But if there's one Yavam, then according to Rav Ishia, you would be mutter. But the implication is you're only permitted when there's more than one Yavam. And Rav Ishia would say you're permitted even when there's one Yavam. So the fact that it's Miyanaza Mutarsa Achen implies it's only mutter because they're Achen. So it's not like Rav Ishia. Rav Ishia would say you're always mutter even when there's one brother. But Amri La Rav Asi. Some say Rav Asi would also not be Moida. Why? Because Rav Yochanan is saying you're only mutter to the brothers, you're not mutter to the one you do mion to, and Rav Asi would say you're even mutter to the one that you do mion to. Okay, well, now we're going to discuss another machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai oimrim, b'fanav v'shaloi b'fanav. You could do mion in his presence and not in his presence. Tani, we learned in a brisa. Amru lahen beis hillel beis shammai. Beis hillel said to beis shammai. V'haloi pishain hagamal miyana ishtar shalai b'fanav. Pishain, the camel driver, did miyun. Reb Shmuel, you know, Pishain, the camel driver, does he work in your district or something? I have a feeling you might know who he is. You know Pishain, the camel driver? Yeah, I take that as a yeah. You know him personally? You don't have to, that's too much information. But the Gemara asked Pishon the camel driver, Shmuel knows him. Okay, that's good. Send him my best, actually. Long time no see. So Pishon the camel driver, his wife did miyun, not in his presence. Amru lahem Beis Shammai l'Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Pishon hagamal b'mida kefusha, Madad. So again, the fact that he did miyun not in front of his wife, that implies, like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to do miyun even shalai b'fanav. So Beis Shammai says not a raya. We dealt extra harshly with Pishon the camel driver. Why? Because since the midah kfusha madad, since he measured with an inverted measure, madaduloi b'midah kfusha. We measure out to him with an inverted measure. This expression, an inverted measure, means like this. Normally, if somebody buys a cup, you give him the cup right side up. But if you want to trick them, you give them the cup upside down, filling up only the indentation on the bottom. So this indicates he was a dishonest guy, a deceitful guy. What did he do? Midika achel peri, because he depleted his wife's nichse milug. His wife brought in certain property into the marriage, and he depleted it. So because of that, we allowed her to do mion shalai b'fanav. So Gemara says, well, if he's eating her fruits, that means he was nasoi, he had nesuin to her, because an aros cannot eat the fruits of his wife. So if he did a nesua, if he was a nesua, then according to Beis Shammai, she certainly should not be able to do mion, because a nesua can't do mion. Says Gemara, pshita nesuhi, ba'amri Beis Shammai nesua loy mema'enes. Says Gemara, trei kitri avdubei. We knotted him doubly. He was such a bad guy, we took it out against him, that not only did his wife do mion shalai b'fanav, she even did mion as a nesua. That's going to be a big question, Rabbi Isai. Because if Lamaisa, she's married, then how could the rabbis uproot her marriage through a mion, which is not a effective mion? So maybe we'll discuss that we still have to do something in ion. Fine. Beis Shammai oimrim, bez b'fnei bezin, v'shaloi b'fnei bezin. According to Beis Shammai, you could... Beis Shammai holds you need a bezin. According to Beis Shammai, you don't need a bezin. Tanan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah over there. Hachalitza, v'hamiyunin. This is a Mishnah in Andav Kufal from the Beis. Chalitza and miyun. B'shloisha, you need three dayanim. Man Tana, which Tana holds you need three dayanim? Amar Rabba holds Beis Shammai. It's Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai is the one who holds you need a bezdin. Abaye, Amar Abaye says Afilu Tema Beis Hillel. You could even say it's Beis Hillel. I Beis Hillel holds you don't need a bezdin. Yeah, you don't need a bezdin, but you still need. You don't need a bezdin of dayanim that have the authentic smicha, but you still need a bezdin of three. Afilu Tema Beis Hillel. Ad kan loy ka'amri Beis Hillel, until this much, until here Beis Hillel did not say, Ela deloy ba'inan mumchen. Beis Hillel holds you don't need a mumcha, ava shloy shabinan, you do need three. Kedatanya, like we learned in Braisa, Beis Shammai oimrim, Beis Shammai says, b'fnei bezdin, before a court, Beis Hillel oimrim, Beis Hillel says, b'fnei bezdin, v'shaloy b'fnei bezdin. But ve'elu ma'idim shetzach shloysha, everyone agrees, you need three. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they are Machshir b'shnayim. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha ka'isei azug, that it's enough to have two. Now, at the end of the Mishnah said that a woman who did mion as a katana, according to Beis Hillel, she could marry and do mion many, many times. There's no limit for the amount of. There's no limit for the amount of times you do mion. And Beis Shammai says no, we can't be mafker benois Yisrael that she keeps on doing mion, but rather, she does mion. She waits until she gets older. She does mion again, and then she gets married. Now the question is, why does she have to do mion again? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai yom timon v'hamion echad azimla. She already did mion once. So we have a machlokes what this means. Amar Shmuel ad shetagdil, it means she grows older. V'toymer, and she says, I stand by the mion I did as a katana. Roitz ani b'miyunim arishaynim. I stand by the original mion. Ula Amar Ula says tarti katani. It's teaching two different halachos. Oyshe timayin v'tagdil. Basically, what this means is she has to put herself in a situation where she can no longer do mion, namely. She does mion and she waits till she becomes a gedolah that she can't do mion anymore. Or she does mion and then she immediately does nisuin so she can't do mion anymore. So oisha timon v'tagdil, either she does mion and she grows older v'tiares and she could do erisin. Oisha timon, or she does mion v'tinasi, she does nisuin la'alter. Says Gemara, bishlama ula, bishlama according to ula, that she's timon tagdil. Meaning either she's mema'enes and she waits till she gets older, or she does mion and she does nesuin right away. Hainu diktoni ad shetagdil. And then vetinase. I think we have to take out the word vetinase. Ad shetagdil, vetimoin, vetinase. Because either you do mion and she grows older, or she does mien and she does nisun. Elishma ad shetagdo v'toymer mi bayilei. It should say until she gets older and she says she stands by the original mion. So Gemara says kasha. It's taka a question on Shmuel. Okay, says the Mishnah. Eizu hi ketana shetzricha l'man. What is the age of a ketana that needs to do mion? Kol shi hisiua ima va'acheha l'daita. If her mother or brother has married her off with her consent, that's the age that she could do mion. Hisiua shalai l'daita, if they married her off against her will, ein tzricha l'man, she doesn't have to do mion. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignoi Soimer, kol tinoike she'ena yichala lishmar kidusheha, ein tzricha l'man. Even if it was with her consent, but if she's not old enough to guard the item that was given to her for Kedushin, she doesn't need to do Mion because she's not old enough. Rabbi Lezer says, Ein masa ketanaklum, the act of a ketana is worthless. Ela kimafuta, she's like she's seduced. And therefore, a bas Yisrael to a kayin, if she got married as a ketana, she will not eat truma because it's not a marriage. Bas koyin li Yisrael, she will not lose the ability to eat truma because not a marriage. Toichav a truma. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, "Kol akava shehi min ha'esh." Any time she is staying with him because of him, ki'ilu hi hi'eshtai. Then it's like she's his wife. The Gemara will explain what this means. Kol akava she'ena min ha'esh. Any akava that's not from the man, ki'ilu eina ishtai. Anytime she's staying with him, not because of the man, so she's not considered his wife. Now the Gemara is going to make a statement about the original Nusach of Mion and what it was changed to. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Ve'amri la b'mas nisatana, some say we learned in a braisa. Barishoina, at first, Hayu Koisvin get Mion. They would write in the document of Mion, Loi Ra'ina, I don't like you. Bey, V'loi Tzavinima, I don't desire you. V'les ana b'ilin saba, and I don't want to marry you. You say, well, if she doesn't want him and she doesn't like him, doesn't it go without saying she doesn't want to marry him? No, there are a lot of people. They don't want the guy, they don't like the guy, but they marry him anyway. So she has to say, not only do I not like you, not only do I not want you, I don't want to marry you. But then they saw that the language was very verbose and it sounds like a get. Kim the Chazus, once they saw the Nafesh Dibur, there were too many words. Amri, they said, Asil Chlufi Begita, you're going to come to confuse us with a get? Takinu hachi, they made the following takana. B'yoyim ployni, on such and such day, miyana ployniis, ployniis bas ployni did miyun ba'anpana in our presence. So they just changed it to a very smooth expression that she did miyun without this, that I don't want you, I don't like you, and I don't want to marry you. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will do kuf ches amet aleph bli neder this evening. And thanks, Michael, for coming. Hope you had a nice yom tiv. And kol tov.
Thank you very much. Yes, I did. I hope you did as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Have a good day. Kol tov. I enjoyed having your son-in-law.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.